This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending June 20th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 251.32, which was $5.60 higher compared to the previous Friday, and it no doubt was benefited from the Father's Day and the 4th of July holiday being very close together. There were 612 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was about 9% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, was at 246.80, and it was $2.66 higher, regaining some after losing over $14 the previous 2 weeks. Renewed support from those two big grilling holidays, Father Day and the 4th of July, really helped the prices out this week. There were 6,511 total loads sold, which was 92 loads lower than the previous week, and the formula sales were at 3,558 loads, which was 70 loads higher than last week and 55% of the total volume. The exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 666 loads, which was 35 loads lower, and 150 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 516 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales, which won't be delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,149 loads, which was 51 loads higher than last week. And the largest outfront sales items were about 2.8 million pounds of various round products that were priced mostly $6 to $13 below the current formula prices. However, there were a few items that were priced $2 to $9 above the current formula prices. Taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice chuck and round were $5 to $7 higher this week, and the choice middle meats, which are the loins and ribs, were $1 to $4 lower. And the cow cutout and those 90% trimmings were both steady compared to the previous week after dropping about 2 weeks in a row, which was unusual since it had been very steady for the last 10 months. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for a week ending June 13th showed that week we imported 22,704 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 3,100 metric tons lower than the previous week, but it still equates to almost 15 million pounds of imported fresh beef for that 1 week. Year-to-date for the first 24 weeks of this year, we are still running 35% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and that is on top of the big jump we saw last year. Australia is still up 67%, and New Zealand was up 23%. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live prices were $2 to $5 lower. The dress prices were $2 to $4 lower at $2.40. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle for week ending June 13th was 7 pounds heavier at 1292, and that was 39 pounds heavier than last year, which was 1253. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending June 6th was 2 pounds heavier at 866, and that is 16 pounds above the previous year, which was 850 last year, and the 5-year average was 839. There's no doubt that the current mud conditions in a lot of the feedlots has been affecting that carcass weight increases. And the choice select spread was at $5.09 on Friday, which would be just about steady compared to the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.